This podcast is brought to you by Art Margins, the online journal of East and Central European contemporary art. Download more podcasts and read interviews, articles, and reviews at www.artmargins.com.
So hello, and welcome to this Art Margins podcast. My name is Hedvig Turai. I am a Hungarian art historian, and I would like to interview Gergely Nagy about the Hungarian art institutional changes during the last 3.5 years. But first, Gergely, could you say some words about yourself?
First of all, hello and welcome. My name is Gergely Nagy. I'm a freelance journalist and editor. Currently, I'm an editor for Art Portal, which is a Hungarian web zine dealing with contemporary art, culture, politics, and art market.
Thank you. I would like to begin our conversation with my impression. My impression for a long time was that this new government for a long time didn't seem to have any interest in culture. So nothing really happened at the beginning of this new government. But compared to this, a lot of things happened since then. Where do you see the first, looking back, where do you see the first signs where this interest changed?
Yeah, well, I think this is quite a big debate on the cultural field. There are a lot of people saying that there is no conscious culture policy of this current government, and there are others who say that this government has a strong vision and a strong culture policy. I always thought that the latter is right, because probably the government is not interested in the culture outcome, the culture production itself, but very strongly interested in the institutional issues and the bureaucracy and the positions. I think the first step, when it became a little bit clearer, was when it turned out that in this new governmental structure there will be no ministerial representation of the culture field. Culture itself is only represented inside a bigger, actually enormous ministry called Ministry of Human Resources, a very Orwellian language. So there is only a state secretarian level representation of the culture, and I think it means something. Culture itself is probably not that important, but the control, the reshaping of the institutional system is very important for this government, I think.
And in this process, how do you see the, I think one of the first signs was the unification of the Hungarian National Gallery of Art and the Museum of Fine Arts, which for long we thought was impossible, but actually it happened. How do you see this unification of the two museum institutions?
In general, I think that what we are witnessing these days on the cultural field in Hungary is more or less the same, or not so much different from what we are seeing on other fields of the society and the economy. It's centralization, it's strict governmental control, and decreasing or squashing the professional autonomy and independency. I think the unification of Museum of Fine Arts and National Gallery was quite a strong sign, because these are two independent institutions with totally different activities and field of interest. And this should be the question of unification or leaving them as they are, would be normally a professional question, but very soon it turned out that this is a political question for the government. Under the phrase of cost efficiency, they centralizing, they unifying different institutions and ordering them under strict control of one person. I think this was a bigger loss for the art field and all the professionals working on this field, because they thought that they can have a word in this process, but it turned out that they don't have any word in this whole process. So this is a gesture. This is a political gesture, I guess, from the government, showing strength and showing that that they can do everything without considering the consequences, financial and cultural consequences of a decision like this.
And within this picture, there is even a larger issue, the museum quarter that they are planning to set up. Even competitions and calls for ideas is already on out. They are calling people to submit ideas how to carry out this this plan. How do you put the museum quarter in this system, the plan of the museum quarter?
Well, I think it's not a bad thing that the government is trying to invest lots of money into the culture system, culture institutional system, but like lots of other decisions, there were no professional discussion about it before making this decision. This is going to be a huge museum quarter in the heart of Budapest, without considering the place of this new possible new institution, of how should this new institution fit in the existing institutional system. They seem to be ignoring the consequences, money-wise and sustainability and lots of other issues. This is again, I think, sort of a defeat for the professionals of the art field, because this is also again a political decision and not a professional decision. And at the same time, I have a feeling that this new government trying to create its own big memorial, big sort of a fingerprint on the surface of the culture, that this is our creation, this is our idea. It has to be ready quite soon. I think they cannot complete it just before the next elections. But if you take a look at the new stadiums that are building,
sports
stadiums, football fields and football stadiums, they are going. They have to be just completed and finished right before the next elections. So I think this is again a political question, a big memorial for this victorious government.
Is it also connected to this process of centralization? Mm. Because the institutions are, you mentioned, are centralized, and one of the major issue and line along which changes are going on is centralization.
Yeah, very much seem to be. If you take a look at the structure of this new planned museum quarter, there's going to be a museum for photography, and actually we have one, and it's in Kecskemét, that is 60 kilometers from Budapest, the capital, not so far from the capital of Hungary. And I think it's a good thing that we have serious institutions in different cities, but now they're going to collect all these institutions into one big central institution. I don't really know how they think it can be sustainable. If you take a look at it, we need millions of tourists to make these institutions working on a daily basis. I think they just cannot. They just did not thought it over. They just don't care about the question of sustainability in the long term.
And it is not financially. It is not really clear how they will secure the funds for this big museum quarter.
I am. Yeah. They are counting on a on a big money from the EU, but at the moment we are not so friendly with the EU. sort of a cold war against them. So it wouldn't be a surprise if the EU would not really support this idea of this big museum quota. Nem baj, várjál, itt megvan ez, és csinálunk egy holdot. Nem baj, hát legfeljebb egy új fájba elkezdjük, és majd összerak, valahogy össze.
During the first Orbán government, there was a very funny quotation that went around among art professionals, that actually one of the administrators of the government said, he was talking about historic buildings, buildings that could be part of world heritage, like big museums in town, and he called them high-value downtown real estate. And it was a very characteristic way, a very characteristic attitude of to culture by the former Orbán government. Do you have this kind of... How would you characterize the present attitude of the present Orbán government to culture?
Yeah, I think there is a difference in this attitude. There is a change. During the time of the first Orbán government, 1998-2002, it was more like a managerial type of attitude. These days, it's something else. They are not just trying to reshape the institutional system, but they are trying to change sort of the software of the culture. They are interested, more and more interested in the culture outcome. In 2010, the current Prime Minister Viktor Orbán had a speech in front of conservative intellectuals in a small Hungarian village, and there was a very emblematic sentence in it, because he was talking about, this is a quotation, about the beautiful, noble and elegant life that should be achieved by the civil society. So he's talking about beautiful, noble and elegant life, and I think they're trying to instrumentalize the culture and instrumentalize the art in the purpose of reaching this ideal life. Never very interesting and at the same time a bit ridiculous examples for that. But at the time when this new government wrote a new constitution for the country, this was a very controversial process, but the outcome was a new text, a new constitution. They ordered a big exhibition from the National Gallery about the historic Hungarian art. And at the same time, they ordered new pieces of arts, new works of arts by artists, almost unknown artists. And these pieces of art were supposed to put the legislation process, the new constitution, into a historical context. And the whole exhibition, Heroes, Kings and Saints, I think that was the title of it, was supposed to create this kind of legitimacy back in time for his new government. And this was threatening, of course, and ridiculous at the same time, because it turned out that it's almost impossible to make official art or governmental art or official aesthetics in the 21st century. It cannot lead to any result that can be accepted or even described as a serious outcome, serious art. This is very strongly official art, and of course the outcome is very bad quality. Does it make any sense? Hát én ezt értelmesebben nem tudom, bocsánat. Okay.
So, restructuring the institutional art system took
Jó, próbáljuk meg még egy.
Speaking about official art and the whole restructuring of the institutional background of art and contemporary art, we need to speak about an art association or organization that was founded a long time ago, actually in 1992, but which became very important in the art scene only last year. And this is the Hungarian Academy of Arts. Mm-hmm. Who are they, and why did they become really important among the present happenings in the art field?
If I want to give a funny answer, I would say we don't know. We don't know who are they and what's the purpose of this very odd association. But seriously, MMA, Hungarian Academy of Art, was founded in the early 90s by some conservative intellectuals, architects and artists. They were working on the art field, of course, but they didn't really have a strong or a daily relationship or active relationship with the contemporary art. It was a private organization of some friends. They were organizing programs for themselves, but right from the beginning, that was an ambition to establish themselves as a sort of a counter organization of the existing and very serious Hungarian Academy of Sciences. That was an art department.
There is
an art department in the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, and these conservative seniors, they wanted to show something else. They wanted to form an alternative organization, and that's okay. There's no problem with it until it's a private organization. But I was talking about this new constitution, and surprisingly, this association was inscripted in the text of the new constitution. So it was awarded with a strong governmental support and lots of money, and it became sort of a shadow ministry of the Hungarian culture field, of the culture in Hungary. And I think that's a new quality. This is a new step, a totally new development in this whole dismantling or reshaping of the existing institutional system. Because nobody actually knows why were they inscripted into the new constitution and why they have this significant role in the decision making. Virtually, they have a word in every decisions that are in connection with the culture field in Hungary these days, and there is no visible profession reason for that. These people mostly coming from the conservative, slightly nationalist scene, and they don't have a living, vivid relationship with the contemporary art and culture. This is something suspectful thing for them. This is something that they just don't know. They don't know the actors of this field. They don't know the institutions of this field. But they have the power to make decisions, and they have the power to control funding. They have a place virtually in every single decision-making board or committee on the culture field, and I think this is a very, very dangerous and unprecedented development.
When we talk about them, maybe we should, to make it more understandable for people who do not live here, we should talk about their finances and how the financial support, the system of financial support for art did work, and how, I mean, there were other parts of the Ministry of Culture, earlier Ministry of Culture, other committees which directed money towards people who applied for support for carry out their art projects or professional art historical works, books, and so on. That was the National Cultural Fund. How did the role of National Cultural Fund change, And what is the relation of the National Cultural Fund and this new Hungarian Academy of Art?
Well, I don't really know what the connection between them or how the new MMA or Hungarian Art Academy will control the funding. But apparently, the independent and autonomous funding system is under control these days. The state funding had two legs. And one was this Hungarian Arts Council, the independent groups and institutions, or even the official institutions could apply for money for their projects to this Hungarian Arts Council. And it was totally independent, and it kept to be independent from the current governments, because works with the lottery money. Some percentage of the Hungarian lottery game goes into this big fund, and individual artists and groups and institutions can apply for that. And there was a professional base could apply for that, or even can, but the situation has a little bit changed. And the decision making had a strong professional basement. In the committees that made the decisions about the supports consisted professionals from the art field. The change started when the leadership has changed first. Now the director of the Hungarian Arts Council, the so-called independent funding system, is the minister of the human resources. And the people of the MMA, Hungarian Arts Academy, have positions and places in different boards and committees of this Arts Council. It sounds a little bit odd, and it sounds a little bit difficult to understand, but virtually it also means control, very, very simply.
But they themselves, this Hungarian Academy of Arts, they are very well funded. So they have a lot of money. So nowadays, when people would like to apply for support, earlier they applied for the National Art Fund. And now this money, or not this money, but the money is in the hands of the Hungarian Academy of Arts. So the whole application system has changed. And if you want to receive support, you have to decide whether you want to apply for this to the Hungarian Academy of Arts.
Yeah, apparently it's a parallel system. It's quite common in these days. If the government want to control a certain field, they establishing parallel institutions, and strongly dismantling the original institution. The new one starting to exist and starting to work.
This also brings up the question of state money and state support, which is a big problem in Hungary, that there are no alternative ways of getting funds mm-hmm. for artistic purposes especially. Mm-hmm. Or do you see there are alternative, like from the private sector? Or?
Well, yeah, the economical crisis didn't make any good for the private sponsorship. But actually, there is in the new legislation there is a possibility, or there is an opportunity to that makes easier to the private companies or the wealthier people to support art, because taxation wise it's better for them. So I think it's not that bad. It's just a situation that there's not enough money in the economy these days in Hungary, so that's why it seems that that we have only one direction to turn, and that's the state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is a big problem. I would like to mention another thing which is very important in this whole process is the system of applications for big positions or very significant positions, like for directorships in museums. And this year there was an important change in the directorship of one of the most important museums, Ludwig Museum. And there was a big occupation, sort of Hungarian occupation in the museum. Why do you think this was such an important event? Or do you think it was an important event in this whole process? Or do you see there was a change how we, or how those who are interested in art at all, saw this application process and the change?
To tell you the truth, I don't have an answer for the question why was this directorial position important for the government. So why do they want to control the Ludwig Museum? I think it's totally irrational and doesn't make any sense. It's just the mere fact that they want to change. To change everybody. They want to establish a new culture elite that is loyal to them. Nothing else. There's no professional rhythm for this change.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No problem.
But I was rather thinking of other attitude to this process, because there were other applications, there were other changes, and it didn't have such a big reaction. Uh-huh. So why was okay. this occasion different from the previous ones?
I know what you mean. You mean the how should I see this question from the position of the art field?
Yes.
Okay. I think that was enough for the art crowd. It was just enough for them. This was the last step. This was the last institution standing. They wanted to show some strength. They wanted to show some dignity, and they want to get back the autonomy, the feeling of autonomy and independence. And they just made a decision, and they made this really very brave and great act of occupying the Ludwig Museum for almost 2 weeks. And this was something that we haven't witnessed before. Very peaceful and very, very decent people from the art field, artists, students and teachers, they just entered the building and didn't leave it. And they tried, and successfully tried, to put the issue of this directorial change in Ludwig Museum into the media. And just 5 minutes or 10 minutes after the occupation, you could read the news about it in every publications in Hungary. And I think that was a success. And they made the Ministry of Human Resources react. They just had to react. They just had to say something. And needless to say, every sentence they said was a lie. Probably, according to the current legislation, this directorial application process and the change was legal, but it's questionable at every step, at every point. It was a very controversial process.
I think it is really, really hard to explain for outsiders what was the problem with this whole process.
There were several problems. The first one was that the government left out the German Ludwig Stiftung from this whole process. They didn't care about them. They just didn't negotiate with them. I think that was. It's not against the legislation. It's not against the rules. It's just bad. It's just a stupid thing to do. The next problematic step was the judgment process of the applications. They didn't read the applications. They didn't read the text. The former director had a very strong and very well elaborated material with lots of letters of support from different very serious institutions throughout the world. The new director had a 8 or 10 pages long text. I think virtually anybody can put together a text like that. There was nothing in the text, and there was no debate about it. It was a decision that was made, you know, in like 2 minutes. So it was very clear that it's just a theatrical performance. Democracy and legal process is just a surface. It's just a setting. There was a very strong will from the government that they want to see there a new person. They want to see somebody else, and you know, it was very formal and very empty.
Yeah. When we talk about the Ludwig Museum, we need to talk about the occupation was a kind of activism, and you wrote extensively about activism and the role of activism and the change of attitude in among contemporary artists. So how do you see the role of activism for the future, or
activism as a art practice, or practice for a working artists, or activism in general?
Activism in art, connected to mm-hmm. art, but I think these are really hard to separate these mm-hmm. spheres.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's hard to judge right now. It's hard to tell right now in this situation what will happen. I think this is very interesting, and to tell you the truth, I see that as the repression increasing, as the pressure increasing on the art field, probably the reactions and the acts of resistance and activism going to be stronger either. Probably the new generation of artists are much more interested in political activism, in general political questions and social issues, than the generations before, because they're more sensitive, and now we have a situation where reacting and giving answers is a need, is an urge that is felt by lots of people. So I think theoretically for example, for a journalist, this is very interesting to see these proceedings. It's hard to tell that the artistic value of these acts of resistance, acts of activism, is good or bad, or is it valuable, it's going to last long. But the situation now, at least, very interesting.
sometimes pressure makes good for art.
Ah, yeah.
And this reminds, or does this situation remind you of the situation in the 70s or the 80s, or the status of underground art? Or do you see underground art as an alternative for the present situation?
I have a light feeling that, yeah, there are similarities on the level of the personal practices. Yes, a little bit similar to the situation of the 80s. There is no money in this whole field. Everybody's working voluntary, and the people are organizing into groups, and the group working, the cooperation is stronger than before. Some tactics, strategies, ironically, are coming back from those times. But basically, the context is different. This is a European context. This is the free world, so-called. So the context is totally different. We are not isolated anymore. Lots of people in other countries are paying attention to what is going on these days in Hungary. So the situation is different, but probably on the level of the artistic practices and personal strategies, there is a similarity.